of Sample PX. These are here. Today's date is 11/17/2022. Dictation is 4. April Dams. Dams spells D-A-M-S. April spells A-P-R-I-L. Date of birth is 06/03/1990. The 32-year-old female here with painter right thumb period. Patient says she has two special kids, and they were playing with a brush while she was sitting, and one of the kids crushed her thumb with the brush. She said this is a metal brush. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 8/10. Said pain increased with motion and touch. Said pain is non-mediated and is confined to the MIPJ period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Is none. Next paragraph. Past surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Medication none. Next paragraph. Allergies none. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she is alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 stat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 109/63, pulse 63, respiration 18, temperature 97.4, period. Next paragraph, O2 status is 100% of room air. Next paragraph, right thumb. She has some tenderness to palpation. There's localized edema on the distal pharynx region. And neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscle spear. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non tender, no agromegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, cardiac rate with the rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerves to return as normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right thumb contusion, number two, thumb pain, number three. Next paragraph, a x-ray of the patient's thumb was done. X-ray was read by the radiologist, which reveals no fractures, soft tissue swelling is present. These findings were discussed with the patient. She was advised to continue wrist support that stabilizes the thumb and to wear it until her primary care doctor says otherwise. She was comfortable with my discharge plans. Patient was discharged with extra strength Tylenol, 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily, PRN for pain. End of dictation.